teacher.
Oh, hi, Hassel. Wow, thank you for answering the phone.
Wow.
Yeah, I like your ringtone. It's like I'm under the sea. Yeah, okay, because I can hear water. Okay,
that's sure.
Anyway, so thank you, and happy Wednesday to you. How are you?
I'm really good.
Okay, that's good to hear. Why are you good today?
Because today, my school finished early.
Okay, so is it already vacation?
No, my vacation is July 19.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But today is only finished. So
uh-huh.
I feel good.
Yeah, okay. Every student feels good when they don't have classes in school or they finish early in school, even my children. All right. So have you had your dinner?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. What did you eat for dinner?
I ate jjimbap. This
again?
Jjimbap is rice and ham. Bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
Yes. And egg.
Uh-huh.
And eat together.
Yeah, okay. Mix together.
Yes, mix together.
Okay. Uh-huh. Ham and rice.
Yes.
And egg.
Yes, egg.
Okay. I also do that in the morning for my children. I mix rice with ham, egg, and rice, ham, egg, and hot dogs or sausages.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very delicious and
and easy to make, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, are you ready for our lesson?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to your lesson for tonight. All right, open your book. I'm sorry. Wait a second. I have problems with my... Okay, wait. Where are you? Okay, this one. I found it for a moment.
Okay.
I lost it again. Wait, volume 2. 2. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Okay.
All right, so what page are we?
Page 2.
Page 24, right?
Yeah. 22.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about you, right?
Okay. Talk about me.
Yeah, you. All right. So, can you please read the first one?
When was the last time you took a trip to a foreign country? Tell me something about it.
Uh-huh. When was the last time you took a trip to a foreign country? Tell me something about it.
My last time trip is Taiwan trip.
Okay, so tell me something about that trip.
This trip very happy and I looked many something, but I am very tired. And my foot is very hurt, very tired. And I remember to Taiwan, and I went to a food massage. This is English, right?
Again, what can you please spell it?
M A.
Okay.
S S.
M A S S.
A G E.
Massage.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Not massage, okay. It's okay. Massage. Yeah, okay. You do that?
Yes. It's feeling good. Very.
Mm-hmm.
Massage.
Okay, it's relaxing, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I also do that when I feel stressed. Especially if I am very tired from everything, so I want to relax my mind and my body, so I go to spa and have a body massage.
I hope to buy a massage machine in my home. I hope so.
Okay. So I hope you can buy so that you will not go to spa anymore, to massage center anymore. All right. So did you enjoy your trip to Taiwan?
Yes, but this is very happy.
Okay, I am very happy.
I am very happy.
Okay, that's great. So how long did you stay there?
3 nights, 4 days.
Nights and 4 days. Wow, that was too long. And who's with you? Are you with your family?
No, my mother and me and my friend's mother is four person.
Oh, so you were four.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this vacation, do you have any plans to go to another country or other country?
I'm not going.
What?
I don't have plans. Yeah.
You don't have plans. Okay. So what will you do this vacation?
My first plan is I go to my friend's home and I 1 night, 2 days with my friend.
Okay, so where are you going? Just home?
Yes, my friend's home. I go there.
Ah, you will sleep over.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Good. Anyway, so let's now go to the next question. Please read.
Okay. Do you prefer an active vacation for traveling or just hanging out on the beach doing nothing?
Okay. Do you prefer an active vacation or of touring or just hanging out on the beach doing nothing?
I prefer active vacation of traveling.
Okay.
Because I go to another country and I think many things in my eyes and everything many many places, I will go there.
Mm-hmm.
I must be tired, but I'll do that.
So you prepare to have an active vacation. Like, for example, what do you want to do? Just for example that you will have an active vacation. So what do you plan to do?
Example, I go to another country with my mother.
Okay. And what are you going to do?
I go to Asia, East Asia, right?
Mm-hmm. In the Philippines, we are East Asia.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you say active vacation or touring, something like, yeah, you will travel outside the country and you will look for beautiful trees or spots. For example, you will go to the Philippines and visit some beautiful places here. So, you prefer to do that, right?
Yeah.
Don't you want to go to the beach and just hang out with your friends? Don't you like it?
Actually, I will have many money. I do rich, and I go to another country just hanging out on the beach.
Oh,
and I am rich.
Okay.
But I am not rich.
Mm-hmm. Because you're still a student.
Yes.
Okay.
I go to another country and I'm active something. Truly.
Okay, don't worry if you will graduate from university and find your own job, so you can have your own money and you can spend it in traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, you could go to other countries. By the way, what is the job again of your father?
My father has many jobs. Internet reporter.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
Yeah. Insurance. Seller. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers, but two younger brothers.
Oh.
I am bigger.
Yeah. Okay. You can say I am the eldest.
Eldest? What is spelling?
ELDEST.
S-P?
Eldest. Eldest.
Uh-huh.
You are the firstborn.
Yes.
So you are the eldest in your, among your siblings.
Sibling? What does it mean?
Oh, sibling means sisters or brothers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, good. I hope you will earn more money when you go to...
Yes.
I mean, when you have your own job in the future. Okay. So, you have two... siblings, right? Two brothers.
Yes.
Oh, sister?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Anyway, so let's have the last question.
Would you rather travel frequently?
Frequently.
And cheaply or save up for a rare and expensive trip?
Okay. Would you rather travel frequently and cheaply or save up for a rare and expensive trip? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, please answer.
I travel frequently and cheaply.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Why?
Because I have own my job in the future and I'm very tired, so I travel frequently and cheaply, and this remember I don't give up my job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So you mean to say that you choose to travel frequently. Do you know what is frequently?
Often.
Yeah, very good. Often. Good job. So you want to travel often or frequently, but cheaply, okay?
Yes.
Do you know what is cheaply?
Small money.
Yeah, okay.
Money.
Okay, yeah, small expenses. So, cheaply, rather choose saving up for a rare and expensive trip. Rare, do you know what is rare?
Not often.
Very good. Okay, so you will choose to travel frequently and cheaply rather than rare and expensive trip. Can you give me example of an expensive trip? A rare and expensive trip. What is it for you?
I go to USA or England, and I went to a very expensive hotel.
I will go. Mhm. Yes, that's good.
Yes, very expensive restaurant.
Yeah, that is a very good example. So, an example of an expensive trip is going to the U.S. or England or maybe Canada. Yeah, and spending so much money with the hotel, eating different kinds of cuisine or foods. Yeah, okay. So, you chose to travel frequently and cheaply. So, can you give me examples of this kind of travel?
I will go to Taiwan or China or Philippines, and I will go to sleep in pension, right?
What? Mansion?
Pension, it is.
Okay, can you please spell it?
P-E-N-S-I-O-N?
Okay. Anyway, so you mean to say that traveling to near places, like Thailand, China, Philippines, is cheaper, right?
Yes.
So you will just sleep in pension house, right? Yes. Okay. And what else can he do?
Sleep in Pingtian house or backpack traveler.
Yeah, okay. So have you been to the Philippines?
No.
You like to visit our country?
Yes, I like it.
Okay, so for you to make your visit cheaper so you can sleep on my house, so you will not pay.
Okay. I like that.
All right. I hope that one day you will visit our country.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job. Very good. Congratulations, Ethel. You are really improving, especially your comprehension skills. Do you know what is comprehension?
Actually, I don't know.
Okay. When I say comprehension, it's the way how you understand the thing.
Okay.
So it means that you can understand most of the topic or most of the things or most of the questions that I am asking you. So that is a very good improvement. Okay.
Yes.
So you can now travel and you can now converse with English speakers because you can understand them. You can understand.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Good. So let's make a review. Okay. Please read the words on the box.
How have you been? Sim Financial District. I've been.
Okay. Please read. You will be reading all.
Okay.
Okay.
What's up, teacher? Great to see you in LA. Hey, I've been missing you a lot since I last saw you 2 years ago. How have you been? I've been very busy with work lately. So, where are you staying in LA? I'm staying near the financial district. It seems like quite a nice place. That's right. It is a new town.
Okay, very good.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, so can you please read the words and phrases?
What's up? Why?
Okay. Okay, can you please make a sentence using the first word or the first phrase?
What's up is, what's up friend, right?
Yeah, something like that. Asking.
Yeah.
For example, you can see me, you can ask me, hey teacher, what's up? It's like it's an informal way of asking how are you.
Okay. What's up is
what's up is just like how are you.
What's up is what's up is have manner expression.
Yeah.
Okay,
so if you will see your friend, you can ask her, hey, what's up? What's up for today? So what's the, it's like asking, how are you today? Or what's the news today? What's new today? What happened to you today? Something like that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So next time you can ask me, teacher, what's up?
Okay.
Yeah, please use that expression. Okay. On Friday, you can ask me that.
Okay, I'll do it.
I hope I can remember. All right, let's go to the next one. Quite.
Today I'm quite feeling good.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling okay. I'm quite feeling good.
Why is
A? I'm feeling. Oh, you can say I'm feeling quite good.
I'm feeling quite good.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Nice. Do you have questions?
No.
No questions? Do you understand our topic?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Hassel, as I told you a while ago, you were really improving with your sentence construction and with expressing yourself. So, there are still some grammar lapses. Sometimes there are articles missing on your sentences, like, for example, this one, this trip, very happy, and look many something, and very tired. You can say, this trip was really fun, and I did many things, and it's tiring, something like that. So sometimes you omit some important words, articles and verbs like is, are, where, okay? Yeah. So you should be careful with that. And also, I want you to practice your F sound, okay? F. And you say F?
F.
Fish.
Fish.
Yeah, furnish.
Furnish.
Furniture.
Furniture.
Father.
Father.
Yeah, good job. And I like your TH sound. It's also improving. Can you please say other?
Other.
Yeah, mother.
Mother.
Yeah, very good.
Good.
Congratulations for taking down notes of my corrections to you. Yeah, okay, you have to. And also, let's work together to remove your tail sounds. Do you know what is tail sound?
Tail sound?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Okay, so when you say tail sound, it's like, what is tail?
dog tail.
Yeah, where is tail? In the beginning or in the end? At the start or in the finish? Tail is where? At the end, right?
Hip.
Yeah, okay. So when you say tail sound, it's like when you say massage with the E tail sound. Massage, orangey. Okay, so it's not like that. You have to know the correct pronunciation of those words. Massage and orange.
Orange.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Because, don't worry, because I do understand you. It's not only you that do that. Most Koreans are having mistakes. Yeah. All right, so I think that today we had a great lesson, we had a great class, you did very well in our class today, so time is almost over now, I have to say goodbye, but on Friday we will have our new lesson, okay? Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Hassel, good job for you, good night, and bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you, teacher.
Thank you.